From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama will be deciding the fate of the nation's top commander in Afghanistan after meeting with General Stanley McChrystal at the White House today. At issue are comments by McChrystal and members of his staff in a Rolling Stone magazine article that were disparaging of senior administration officials. The president says he wants to talk to McChrystal face-to-face before he makes a final decision.
I think it's clear that the article in which he and his team appeared showed poor judgment.
And McChrystal, in an apology, has agreed with that characterization. Eric Bates is executive editor of Rolling Stone.
He said this was poor judgment, which I think is indisputable, and took the bullet, which is very much in keeping with the kind of soldier he sees himself as.
But Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says firing McChrystal would be a big mistake.
I don't see how we can go through the next 6 months of the most crucial phase in the entire Afghanistan war without him.
O'Hanlon says any replacement would take time to get up to speed, but there's no time for that, he says, as U.S. and NATO forces are ramping up their offensive in and around the key Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says he will issue a new order imposing a moratorium on deepwater offshore oil drilling, an order that will make it clear that drilling ban is needed and appropriate. Salazar responding to a ruling by a federal judge striking down the administration's initial moratorium imposed after the start of the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the administration will also be appealing the judge's ruling.
The judge sided with the supply company's argument that the Interior Department's six-month ban on new drilling was an arbitrary reaction to BP's disastrous well explosion. They said there's no reason to believe other wells pose an immediate threat. Eric Smith of the Tulane Energy Institute says the industry's economic concerns won't be settled until the case is decided.
Do the rigs leave or not? If they leave, they sign new multi-year contracts to work somewhere else, like Brazil or Angola.
Smith says stopping new deepwater drilling in the Gulf means more tankers, and their safety record isn't as good as drilling. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
People in parts of the Midwest are cleaning up from a wave of severe storms that pounded that region. In central Indiana, some residents had to flee their homes because of rising floodwaters, and about 25 homes were destroyed in Wisconsin. National Weather Service forecaster Steve Corfitti says parts of the region were hit by tornadoes.
It looks like there's a concentration of tornadoes in north central and northwest Iowa, and there were the smattering of tornadoes in the high plains in eastern Wyoming and the far western Nebraska.
Corfitti says more severe stormy weather is expected today from Milwaukee and Chicago eastward toward Detroit. This is NPR News from Washington. The United States plays Algeria in the last game in group play at the World Cup Soccer Tournament today. From South Africa, NPR's Mike Pesca reports a spot in the next round of competition hangs in the balance.
The Algerians tied England, but the U.S. are favorites to beat the Desert Foxes, thereby advancing to the knockout round. Of course, the U.S. was favored against Slovenia, fell behind, and then battled back to tie. The Americans will be without lightning-quick forward Robbie Finley, who received his second yellow card in the Slovenia game when the referee mistakenly charged him with a handball. U.S. forward Jozy Altidore is expected to play, though it's reported that he's come down with a stomach ailment. At the same time the U.S. is in action in Pretoria, England will be playing for its life against Slovenia in Cape Elizabeth. The English are in slightly worse shape than the Americans, because if both teams achieve low-scoring draws, the English would lose the tiebreaker of total goals scored. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Federal Reserve policymakers are wrapping up their meetings in Washington today, and they are widely expected to hold the line on interest rates. Greg McBride is a senior financial analyst with Bankrate.com. He says the Fed stance presents an opportunity for many Americans.
The Fed is nowhere close to raising short-term interest rates, and that gives borrowers some additional time to pay down that debt with the tailwind of low interest rates.
McBride says the Fed is not likely to push interest rates higher before the end of the year. He says the Fed won't nudge rates up unless there's a big jump in job growth in the private sector of the economy, an easing of global financial tensions, and a surge in inflation. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.